Blog Talk Radio.
Ladies and gentlemen, this is Carlos Sardinius on the line here with my co-host, CJ DeSimone. Sounding like we might be having a little bit of technical issues. I'm not even really sure if you could hear me right now. CJ, are you there? Okay. Looks like we're having some problems. Let's see if we can try this again.
Hello, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to the CNC Football Factory. I'm your host, CJ DeSimone, and hopefully we are having a little bit of technical difficulties. I'm hoping that we got these technical difficulties taken care of because it seems like that my co-host couldn't hear me before. And we're going to try it again one more time to make sure that you guys can hear me. Anyhow, we got a great show lined up for you today. As always, we're talking Jets Pats for you. And let's see.
Okay, are
Follows,
we back now?
Can you hear me? Follows,
yeah,
can you hear me
going
okay?
On?
I have no idea, dude. It looks like we had a little bit of technical difficulties, but anyhow, welcome to the CNC Football Factory. I guess whatever I wanted to do now is probably pretty much shot out of the water now that we just wasted the first 3 minutes of the show, thanks to blogtalkradio.com and their technical difficulties. This is why they fucking suck, and next year we're not going to be using them. So, but anyhow, now that I got that out of my system, we are going to be previewing New York Jets. New England
Hold on,
Patriots.
CJ, I don't know if we actually got the song in. I want to play a little bit of our intro song because I love it. I mean, I heard it
All
before.
All right, go ahead.
So let's just play a little bit of that. Get me in the 80s mood, you know what I mean? Gonna be going to Beverly Hills Cop on the Patriots today. Going all
nice.
Murphy Raw on today. And this just gets me in the mood
for
watching Jets football as we approach our final destination of the playoffs. And yes, I think we can make it.
All right,
yeah,
there
had
we go.
Had to get that out of the way. All right, so we pretty much crapped the bed for the first few minutes, although it has nothing to do with us and everything to do with the website. We are live. Hopefully it doesn't sound completely atrocious when you download us. But you know what? I know you're not even listening even if you do download, so it doesn't really matter. I can sit here and basically
play
with my...
I think that there are people out there that...
CJ, there are people out there for half an hour and no one would notice, okay? Let's be realistic about this here. I might do that for the last show. Might have to make it an X-rated one. All right, let's get it.
All right, so anyhow. All right, New York Jets, New England Patriots. This is matchup number 2 of this year. This is the revenge matchup. The Jets had the Patriots dead to rights at full strength at Foxborough. Brandon Marshall, we all know, dropped the touchdown pass, which probably would have given the Jets an opportunity to escape Foxborough with a win. You could tell that he is out there. He was one of the first players on the field practicing this morning, getting himself ready for today's game because this is a huge deal. This game has so many playoff implications for the Jets. It's ridiculous. But before we can even talk about the playoffs, the Jets have to take care of the task at hand, which is taking care of business against the New England Patriots. Again, this is in fact a revenge game for the New York Jets, as we just alluded to before. But here's what's really, really interesting about this game. The Patriots are actually going to be without two of their wide receivers today. Julian Edelman ruled inactive for this game. Danny Amendola also ruled inactive for this game. Scott Chandler, their tight end, is questionable for this game. And it turns out that if he ends up being a game-time decision, then essentially their only source of offense.
He's in. Oh, crap. Oh, no. The switchboard is taking control of the show. Where's Eddie Murphy?
Oh, my goodness.
Why is he playing this song? Okay. No, that was a mistake on our end. No, actually, here's the inactive list, courtesy of the New York Jets. And actually, I caught this from Jimmy Boyd, our good friend at One Jet Drive. Julian Edelman out, as you alluded to. Danny Amendola out, as you alluded to. Scott Chandler's in. But here's the two bigger ones to me, the two biggest injuries for the Patriots to me is Patrick Chung and Devin McCourty at safety. They're both out. Troy Hill, Jonathan Freeney, and Josh Klein. So you have those two starting safeties both out, and someone's going to try to help on Decker and Marshall today, and it's going to be a lot tougher doing the whole I'm going to single up on Decker with, say, Malcolm Butler or Logan, well, probably more than likely Logan Ryan, but it could be Malcolm Butler, have him singled up on Decker and then do a safety over the top on Marshall and have him across of, Logan Ryan, probably Logan Ryan. So it's gonna be, that strategy just became a whole lot more difficult if you're relying on a backup safety to be the extra help for Marshall. Plus, on the Jets side, we are relatively healthy. I'm very happy about that. The only key injury of note is D. Milner, which everyone kind of expected. He hasn't been much of anything anyway. Even Quincy Enunwa is in, so we were at full strength at wide receiver core.
Nice. This will definitely give the Jets a significant advantage. And, you know, I hate to quote Mike Ditka, and I hate to quote anything from ESPN because I just hate those guys, and sometimes they're just incredible homers and stuff like that. But you know what? The Jets on paper should win this game and win this game handily. And if they don't win this game, they don't deserve to be in the playoffs. Period. End of story. But I think they will. There's a lot of revenge motivating factors coming into this game. Brady and the Pats still have something to play for. They still have that first round bye. I believe they still have the first round bye and home field advantage throughout the playoffs up for grabs. So,
yeah, they would clinch it today. They would clinch that today if they win. Number one seed.
Right, and I think that the Jets would love nothing more than to just, you know, shove it right up the Patriots' ass today and say, not today, not in our house. And, you know, for the New York Jets, this also poses an interesting matchup as well, because if they take care of business today, all right, you've got Pittsburgh versus Baltimore. Okay, Kansas City is playing Cleveland. And on Monday night, you have the Bengals playing the Broncos. And a loss by either one of those three teams would put the Jets back in playoff contention. Although I still don't understand how the Jets are on the outside looking in with all of the tiebreaker bullshit that goes on. Because if you go and take a look at the Jets versus the Steelers, they have identical records. They have an identical conference record, and which goes to the fifth tiebreaker, which is strength of schedule, and Pittsburgh has played only one more team than the Jets with a winning record, and that would pretty much be the only deciding factor as to why the Jets would be out. But yet, if you were to take the Jets out of the AFC East and put them in the AFC South, they probably would have already clinched the division and you know, gained the home playoff game, which is why the wild card sometimes just makes me shake my head. But, you know, the AFC South is such a fucking dumpster fire as it is that, you know, who knows? You know, you're going to have a division winner in that division, possibly with a .500 record.
Well, I mean, it looks like we're going to have one in the NFC East, too. I mean, Washington clinched last night. They have nothing to play for week 17. They'll probably sit everybody, and they'll finish at 8-8 next week. So that's going to be another one. We can't sit here and lament the setup now. At this point, we need to win out. We need to worry about the Patriots.
Right.
The Jets are worried about the Patriots. The fans need to worry about the Patriots. Apparently, the Patriots fans are worried about Peyton Manning back in 2011 taking HGH, but that's a different story for a different day, because they're more focused on that, it appears to be, than anything to do with this game. I got to tell you, man, I'm feeling the win today. The Jets really need it. The Patriots kind of need it, but they're banged up. That's going to make a difference. We have a healthy Bilal Powell. That's going to be a huge factor in this. We did not have him last time. We talked about it last week with Jimmy Boyd and with Robbie Jersey. And, another thing, Inunua being back, too, is going to be critical as well. So healthy offensive line. The defense is fully healthy. We've got Sheldon this time because he wasn't there last time. Sheldon Richardson was also not playing, if you remember, which I'm sure most Jets fans do. And, you know, we were a few key drops away from winning that game anyway. As long as the Jets can execute, they will win this. I feel fairly confident in that. Just like last week, I felt very confident in that. Now, the Patriots are not the Cowboys. They're not the Titans. You still have Tom Brady and Emperor Palpatine, Bill Belichick over there in his hoodie. But I still think we win this. I always thought we'd split this series, and we lost the one in Foxborough. I think we win this one here, and that sets up a showdown with Sexy Rexy and the boys in Buffalo.
Mm-hmm.
So we will see.
And essentially, you know, Buffalo really doesn't have anything to play for. So, you know, should the Jets get a win today, going up to Orchard Park is going to be interesting because Rex Ryan would love to do nothing more than to just stick it up the Jets' ass to say, screw you, we're not making the playoffs, you're not making it either. And I'm sure that that's something that they would totally love to do. So, you know, there's a lot of different
things. He managed to ruin that team. Rex Ryan single-handedly ruined a perfectly good defense in 1 year. I got to tell you, if we end up winning out, so say we beat Rex Ryan in Buffalo, in Orchard Park, is that enough to can him after one season? I can't think of a coach that's done a worse job. I can't think of a coach that's done a worse job with the talent he has. It would be nice to just knock him out of his misery and knock him out of the division once and for all, rid ourselves of the plague that is Rex Ryan and his toe obsession.
Yes, I agree. I totally agree.
I think this is going to be the season of me lamenting Rex Ryan, even more so than I did the past 2 years. Even more so. I think I've spent more time talking about criticizing Rex Ryan than I have when he was the coach of the Jets.
Yeah. I think, actually, believe it or not, Rex Ryan might be up there, like when people mentioned the name Stephen Hill to me.
That's true.
It might be almost that bad. All right.
Tell me what's going to happen. Oh, go ahead, CJ. Yes, you want to give a shout out to the local paper boy today?
No.
The guy
actually, I do want to give a I want to give a shout out to our buddy Jet Slim over on Twitter, who said, with McCourty, Amendola, and Chung all ruled out, we have no excuses. We must destroy. Of course, our buddy Slim from the No-Fly Zone radio. Yeah, our buddy Slim from the No-Fly Zone radio show. Also here on SoundCloud, also on Jet Fan Media, like we are.
Slim has nothing
and,
to do with that show.
Right.
So he has absolutely nothing to do. He might listen to the show, but it's Rich Tinley and Ian, a.k.a. Biff Sweeney, that are producing the show.
Yes, Biff Sweeney.
But he's just confusing all these people in the UK? Are you a UK racist now? They all look alike to you? They all sound alike to you, so they're just interchangeable parts. They all produce that radio show over there. No, we're just kidding, guys. We love all of you, and we're glad that you guys listen, and we enjoy the quality product that Rich and Ian put out every week as well.
Absolutely. So, and then Jet Slim always hitting Twitter bombs with massive amounts of knowledge. All right, so anyhow, as I digress, this is what I think is going to happen with today's game with the Patriots. The Jets are going to come out. They're going to look to get a fast start, okay? Defense is going to look to set the tone early, as they always do. That's exactly what made them successful in the last game. So we want to make sure that we actually get that taken care of. Looks like we have a caller. Hopefully it's not another raving lunatic.
I actually think it is because I know the number. I know it's a raving lunatic. Welcome to the show, Jimmy.
Is this the gay and lesbian hotline?
Oh, you got the wrong number this time. This doubles as that after 12 a.m. But once it hits 10 a.m. in the next morning, we switch back to Jets football.
Right, exactly.
What's up, boys?
What's going on, Jimmy?
Hey. Are you sending me an active list for the Patriots?
Yeah, I saw your tweet and talked about it a few minutes earlier. So Edelman out, Amendola out, McCourty and Chung out, which I think are the two biggest injuries, if you ask me, because that just opens things up over the middle for us big time. And there are some others, too, not as consequential as those four. And the Jets are relatively healthy. So big-time change of events from last time we faced off with them in Foxborough.
Now, Ivory needs 49 yards to reach 1,000. Gronkowski only needs to break a team franchise record. I mean, there's all kinds of things going on in this game. Marshall needs, what, 7 catches?
He needs one for, like,
100 on the year.
Yeah, for 100, yes. And he needs one more, I think, to tie the team record. I think he was one short.
Held by Don Maynard.
So I'm saying it here, far away from 1,000 yards.
I'm saying it here on this show next week. All right, if Marshall gets that record and ties Don Maynard for the Jets Bills game, I will be wearing a Don Maynard jersey.
That's a hell of a record to break, man. You don't like to see Don Maynard's record get broken.
Right, that's true.
I like seeing if it leads us to the playoffs this year. I obviously respect everything Don Maynard did. But that just tells you, one, how crappy, outside of a few guys, the Jets wide receiver position has been all these years. And two, how great Marshall and Fitzpatrick have been playing this year together. The chemistry is beautiful. It almost makes me want to play that Beverly Hills Ninjas or Beverly Hills Cop song again, but I'm not going to. That's a waste of another 30 seconds.
That he came in as the second-string quarterback, the QB2, who started the season at training camp after all of this went on. He's playing through a surgery on his non-throwing thumb, but still just being involved every time he gets hit, and he's been hit. The chemistry with him, the way Decker's being used over the middle, it's just been exciting football.
Yeah, it's been fun to watch.
Jets coming together.
I will say, I was freaked out last Saturday with all the injuries that happened. We talked about it last week, but it felt like every 5 minutes or someone else going to back of the locker room. And fortunately, really nothing of consequence happened to anybody. But I was a little worried. I was definitely worried. We'd see Moe go back there, Morris would go back there. I think Sheldon went back there. Yeah, it's just right and left, people were falling down and writhing in pain on the floor, but turned out to not be anything, and everyone's ready to go. Jimmy, let me ask you, what do you think the key for Jets' victory is going to be today, offensively and then defensively? What do you think we'll do? So I want to, of course, open the floor up to you.
I think they have to do what they've been doing and catch the ball, stay consistent, keep the penalties down. And you know how these teams these last few weeks have been using those wildcats and gimmick plays? I wouldn't fall for that, but the way we've been working, Bilal Powell, who's got 611 combined yards, which is amazing for him, I think we're underusing Tommy Bohannon, and I'd like to see Gailey use that as a surprise this week. You know how Bohannon is just used for blocking, and he does excellent.
Hey, Jimmy, you there? We may have lost Jimmy. So anyways, I'll continue speaking right now. CJ?
Yep, I'm still here, brother.
Okay. All right. Just wanted to make sure this was not a Blog Talk Radio issue, because you know we've had that all year. We lost Jimmy for good. I think what he was saying was blah, 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 something about Tommy Bohannon, blah, blah, blah. Jets are going to win. So I think we're pretty much caught up there, right?
Mm-hmm. Jimmy, if you can hear us, call back in. We still got about 10 minutes left. We can get you on.
We'll get you back on. Sorry,
yeah, nevertheless,
I'll ask you.
Okay.
Offensively, what do we do? Defensively, what do we do to stop them?
Okay. Offensively, what we need to do is the same thing that we've done against everybody else. You got a weakened secondary. You need to take advantage of them. Marshall is going to provide some sizable matchups, some matchup mismatches within their secondary. Okay, you know, you got to always worry about Malcolm Butler. Malcolm Butler guaranteed is going to be tattooed to Brandon Marshall's ass like, you know, the Roy Orbison tattoo to Henry Winkler's. So, you know, essentially what they're going to end up doing is, you know, he's going to have to find a way to get open, which obviously is going to open the door for Quincy Enunwa. It's going to open the door for Eric Decker. So we need to exploit the Patriots' secondary, plain and simple. two.
All right. It looks
we
like
need
we
to make sure that Ryan.
So I'm just
okay,
going to bring him
Jimmy
out real
back
quick.
On?
Yeah, we do.
Okay.
We do. I think we do. All right, Jimmy, you back?
Yeah, all I was saying is that how the teams in the past 2 weeks have been using those wildcat plays against us, and they've kind of worked. I'd like to see Chan Gailey get Tommy Bohannon a little more involved. He'd be great for those five-yard pickups on the outside for those first downs, because we had a hard time getting those first downs against Dallas. But this is not going to be anything like the Dallas offensive and defensive lines here.
No,
it'll be
all,
a lot play, a bit better play.
Yeah, I definitely agree with that. So defensively, what do you think? Of course, Brady and Gronk are there, so that's the biggest threat. The other thing I think we have to look out for is James White out of the backfield. That's another guy that concerns me. And I say this every time, but you see the running backs that could get out in space really cause this team problems all year long. And James White has proven over the past few weeks that he could step into the Deion Lewis type of role and catch a bunch of passes and, you know, give us fits. So what do you expect there, Jimmy, defensively? How can we handle that or stop that?
It's going to be hard, but you got to keep Calvin Pryor home. You got to keep him in his neighborhood to be picking up those screens and over the middles. That's perfect for him. I mean, it's been great to see him going back and helping out the cornerbacks and such, but Gronk, if you remember the last game, we held Gronk, what was it, right up until the fourth quarter?
Yeah, he didn't do much until the fourth.
Right.
Yeah, he really did not do much of anything until the fourth quarter. So, you know, it's interesting to say that I think the Jets will do a good job in neutralizing Gronkowski, you know, but like Todd Bowles said, you know, he alluded to in the press conferences before, and he's going to continue, you know, to do so as well. It's the plain and simple, it's just going to be like this. Look, all right, you have to neutralize Gronk for 60 minutes. Gronk cannot get shit, okay? You cannot give Gronk 20- and 30-yard passes because essentially that's what he's going to do. Once he starts catching one, then he's going to catch another. Then he's going to catch another. Then he's going to catch another. And then the more that he gets fed the ball, the more difficult he is to cover. And then on top of it, what he does is he likes to go through people the same way Chris Ivory does. The more that you feed Chris Ivory the ball, the more he wants to pound through people and drive for extra yardage. So the more that you neutralize Gronkowski, and you have to let guys like Chandler, who's going to be in, if he's going to beat you, then fine. If Brandon Stonehand LaFelds is going to beat you, then fine. You know,
Brandon LaFelds not beating anybody. He's not.
Right, exactly.
No,
you know,
I'm not.
I mean, essentially right now, as you call it, straight up and down, you know, the Jets have no excuse defensively to completely obliterate the Patriots offensively. Now, there's big talk about, okay, oh, well, they signed Steven Jackson. Steven Jackson has not touched the football in over a year, okay? Now he's coming back, and everybody's saying, oh, but he's well-rested and, you know, the type of explosive runner.
Who the hell is saying that? I'm sure it's out there. I can't believe it.
Yes.
He's not going to come in and play. He's older than Methuselah. And not only that, he's just been there for a week. I mean, you don't just pick it up and go. And on top of that, we stopped the run good anyway. Like, his style is not what's going to beat us as it is. He's old
not
and slow.
Not the way Damian Smith-Harrison is playing.
Right,
if they
exactly.
try and use him to run an egg gap, you can forget about it.
Yeah,
not
I mean,
they'd
be crazy to do. I think the Patriots' game flow is going to go – it's going to be a little similar to what we saw before in terms of the fact I don't even think they're going to try to run. I mean, at least back then they had LeGarrette Blount. They don't even have Blount anymore. Bolden's been kind of a disappointment. James White is not a up-the-gut runner. If they run it 10 times, I'd be amazed. You're just going to see them drop back and
right.
pass, drop back and pass, drop back and pass.
Well,
for
that's
me,
the point. And on top of it, you know, because of the fact they don't have a slot receiver, you know, they don't have a reliable slot receiver. Okay, you're talking about Amendola and Edelman on the sidelines. So somebody else is going to have to pick up that role, and I can guarantee you they probably don't have anybody. There's no Danny Woodhead coming out of the locker room to save Tom Brady's ass this time. Okay, so I
no, but that would be a good spot to use James White in.
But it is.
Brandon
LaFelle
dropped
five
passes.
But Brady's
going to
have a hard time throwing passes from his ass. because I can guarantee you that Muhammad Wilkerson is going to want to shove his head so far up Tom Brady's ass that when he shits, he's going to shit pieces of his helmet. Okay, because
I'm sorry,
I can guarantee
you
right now, this Jets defensive
line, with the amount of ass play that's been mentioned already.
Because this Jets offensive line, this Jets defensive line, they've got something that they want to prove. Somebody's going to be out there. They're going to want to hit Brady. They're going to want to hit Brady often, and they're going to make him so afraid to throw the ball that he's going to want to deflate the ball just to get off the field. Okay, but
no,
for the Jets
I don't
offense,
know if you'd call it something they want to prove more than. They're actually believing in themselves now. They have that chemistry.
Right.
They've gelled. They're healthy. They believe in themselves. And they want this as much as we do, guys. I firmly believe that.
You know who else is going to be a critical component for the New York Jets? The 12th man. We need to see go absolutely ballistic today. Last game of the season at home against the Patriots. I don't want to see any Pats jerseys out there. I don't want to hear nothing when the Pats are on the field. I want to hear it loud and proud and chanting J-E-T-S, Jets, Jets, Jets. It's up to you guys
this
that are out
there.
This
is what we need to hear.
And I trust we'll be in good hands today. I know a lot of the listeners are actually out. You know, normal listeners are probably out right now waiting to get into the stadium, playing beer pong, shotgunning beers, having a great time.
Oh, they're partying already. Yeah.
Be loud and proud, guys, and I want to hear it through the TV screens.
Right. Yeah, so essentially what the Jets need to do, you know, it's plain and simple. The longer you can keep Tom Brady on the sidelines, is you're going to improve your chances of being able to come out of this game with a victory. But I still think the Jets get off to a fast start. They can get the Patriots down. They can keep them down. Do not allow Brady to have his miracle comebacks like he always seems to friggin' do. He always seems to find somebody, you know, to throw the ball for a 20-yard out. You know, I just want to see the Jets attack all game long. All right?
Yep.
I don't want to see
Gronkowski
catch the ball.
I think this team is going to play 60 minutes. I agree with you. I think they're going to play 60 minutes. They did versus Dallas, and I fully expect them to this week. And we can do it. We don't need these 40, 50-yard passes that are nothing but interception troubles. I'll take the 10-yard ding and dunks, boys, just as long as you keep that ball moving.
Yep.
Right,
so
exactly.
One surprise player. Yeah, we've got a couple minutes left, so I just want to give my quick, I think, going to be a surprise player today and possibly a critical factor for the Jets' victory. It's the revenge of Kembrell Tompkins. He's playing his former team, and don't think that he doesn't know that. I think he had a fairly modest day as that third receiver. He had that big catch against Dallas. I like Kembrell Tompkins today.
Right, absolutely.
I think
my player of the game. So, can I have Jimmy real quick?
No, I thought you were going to say a new way.
Okay. No, actually,
both Quincy and Kembrell have made nice catches for us.
Yeah, they both have.
I agree. I still think my players of the game. 1 and 1A, Brandon Marshall, he's going to get that 100-yard day today with those receivings. He's going to tie Don Maynard's record, and I am going to be sporting a Don Maynard jersey next week. And Chris Ivory is going to be over 1,000 yards for the first time in his career. Guys, we got to wrap this up. We are running up against it. This has been the CNC Football Factory. I've been your host, CJ DeSimone, for Carlos Sardinas, Jimmy Boyd, and the rest of Jets Nation. Let's get us a fucking win today!
Maybe not the most inspiring song now that I think about it, but still awesome. Let's go, Jets!